Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Hey, what's up? Nice show, TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TV. Now, when it comes to superheroes with disabilities, I say this is one on top of the list. Daredevil. Despite being blind, Daredevil, the character and main character, was still gonna fight his way in a crime city of Hell's Kitchen and take on Kingpin, the leader of the gang. And he's not only great with his martial arts skills, but he has got impeccable hearing and other senses too that are heightened. So with the recent TV series from Marvel, the film has gotten love from Marvel fans, and it is definitely an upgrade from 2003 Daredevil movie. You know what? I'd say Daredevil, among the other films that were released on the same, period, like Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and also Iron Fist. You know, all of all this, right? Marvel's best series, hands down to me myself, is Daredevil. Story well written, actors were well written, everything is so well done. If you haven't watched it yet, I really highly recommend you to watch it. Back to playlist, it's Gracie with 2000 Miles on TFM.
Wanna know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on T-Life.
Yoohoo! Nice show, TFM here. Hey, what's up? TV here. Another superhero with disabilities but is super, super, super strong is from the X-Men movies and franchise, telepathic Mr. Charles Xavier, aka Professor X from X-Men. The franchise has been one of the longest running superhero franchises ever, even started when I was young. You know what? Started from comics, slowly adapted into animated series and then to live action movies. And it is without a doubt that despite being in a wheelchair, Professor X is one of the strongest mutants in the franchise. He is not only mentor to his young mutants, but also provides guidance to his enemies and would help them whenever he could. Like, I like psychic abilities, right? Telepathic, telekinesis, this kind of superhero. So Charles Xavier is on top of the list. I mean, the things that he could do with his mind is just mind-blowing, literally. Pun intended, on TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
Hey, what's up? Nice show, TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, T-Pay. The next character is a new addition to the list, but you'd agree with me that this is one of the best superhero stories with disabilities too. Kane. Well, ring any bells yet? Okay, so what about Kane the Blind Assassin, who was hired by the High Table to assassinate the one and only John Wick? Yes, when Kane appeared in John Wick Chapter 4, many fell in love with the character due to his superb martial arts skills, excellent gun skills, sword skills. Everything he did was perfection, and he's doing all that while being blind. If John Wick wasn't the main character, Kane would be the next main character, okay? Character is played by Donnie Yen, so as you can see why the role has been played amazingly and why people love that role as well. Even after Kane's appearance in the movie, right, many were actually hoping that a spin-off from the world of John Wick could happen and featuring the one and only Kane's story as well. The backstory, how he grew up to be an assassin, how he continues to protect his family, how he met John Wick even. However, we got no confirmation on that, but it will definitely be an interesting addition to the John Wick franchise. TFM.